We are in the man of prophet Joel chapter 2. Can we stand together and honor the words of God? Joel chapter 2. And we'll read just one verse. And I read, "And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the conger worms and the caterpillar and the pine worms, my great army which I sent among you. But the main word I want for you to look at on the line is restore." Somebody say restore. Amen. Quickly to Luke chapter 15, the verses 18. We're going to jump here and there. "And I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion." Everybody say compassion. "And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And am not no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and he is found, and they began to be merry." Hallelujah. Everybody, let's begin to pray right now. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. Jesus, speak to me this hour. Lord, the new year, oh God. The brand new month, oh Lord. Speak, oh God. Lord, touch my lip. I'm not worthy to stand here to minister your word, oh God. But Lord, wash me with your blood. Anoint my lip, oh God. Cleanse my lips, oh God. Search me, Lord. Wash me, be. Take it out, Lord. And put a new song in my mouth. I bless you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify your name. Speak to us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise while you are having your seat. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. All ye land, give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We want to speak to us on the team. When God forgives, he forgets and he restores. When God forgives, he forgets and restores. Hallelujah. Oh, if our you are going to give the Lord a hand of praise for that. Amen. Amen. Because you are living testimony this morning. Amen. You can testify of that, that when God forgives, he forget and he restore. Hallelujah. So when anybody asks you, say, what happens when God forgives you? You tell them, say, God forgets and he restores. Hallelujah. The human kind has a sinful nature. We have a sinful nature. Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. And humans, you and myself, took in the Adamic nature, who is that sinful nature. And since then, we have been sinning against God. Every day, every second, every minute, we sin against God, known and unknown it. Amen. But one thing I know today, we serve a God of unlimited forgiveness. The forgiveness of God never ends, never dried up. His unforgiveness is everlasting to everlasting. For one generation to another, God hath not changed. He always in a position to forgive us. His forgiveness is for everlasting to everlasting. That's why in Psalm 136 verse 1 and 2 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is merciful. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. We need to wake up in the morning and just tell God, thank you. And say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Hallelujah. Now listen to me this morning. We as a human, we try to put sins into categories. We try to say some sins are big, some are small. Okay? But let me let you know, sin is sin. Sin is sin. Hallelujah. Sin is sin. Okay? So, we put sin into two categories. Thou shalt not, and thou shalt. When God said thou shalt not, it means don't do it. And when you do it, you sin. And when God said thou shalt, who means you should do it, if you don't do it, you sin. That's what we call disobedient. Hallelujah. So when God say move, if you don't move, you sin. When God say pray, if you don't pray, you sin. When God say fast, you say no, I'm going to McDonald's, you sin. Hallelujah. When God say come to church and you say no, you stay home, you sin. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. For in James 4:17 said, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is, oh, somebody preach with me, a sin. Amen. You know, you should wake up in the morning, tell God thank you, but you just wake up and grab your bed, we're all brushing up and just jump out there in the street. You are sinning against yourself. Hallelujah. Are you with me, somebody? I want to take my time. Amen. Because when God forgives, he forget and he restore. Hallelujah. So if you know you should have done it, and this is good, not for you alone, but in the eyes of God, and you refuse to do it, you sin. And some of us will hear the voice of God. God will be speaking to you and say, do this. Do this. Be pounding on our heart, in our chest. Do it. Do it. And we'll tell God, next time, we'll procrastinate. I don't have the time right now. I will do it next time. And we don't know whether next time will be available for us. Amen. And then we say only the big sin is fornication, lying, gossiping, drinking, smoking, adultery, stealing, just name it. When somebody involved into those sins, oh, he's a big sinner. But when you disobey God, do what you need to do, it also sin. And listen to me, let me say this to you. The sin that condemns us is not fornication. It's not adultery. It's not lying. It's not stealing. The sin that was sent to hell is not those sin that we need. Okay? It's the sin of unbelief. Because unbelief will make us to do those things that we have no business doing. Because a believer, you will do away with fornication, you will do away with lying, with stealing, with hate, and you can name it. So, fornication, adultery, you can name it, is the manifestation of unbelief. Because if you don't believe in God, you will do those things because you have no fear for God. Are you hearing me? So don't go say, Pastor Johnson said, I can fornicate, I will not go to hell. I can lie, I won't go to hell. No, I'm trying to tell you because of unbelief. We are condemned because of our unbelief. Are you with me, somebody? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. Because as a believer, we will put away those things. You know, we always try to find excuse or excuses to punish somebody that sinned against us. So Peter, in Matthew 18, 21 and 22, said, then Peter came to Jesus and asked him, how many times do I forgive my brother? How many times? Do I forgive him 7 times? Jesus said, no, no, no. Forgive him 70 times what? Oh, somebody preach with me. Forgive him what? 70 times what? 7. That is 490 times a day. God is not, Jesus was not speaking about creating a chart that whenever somebody sinned against you, you go to mark it. Yeah, you did it first. I mark it. Second, I mark it. And be marking and be marking. No. He's trying to say to us that your forgiveness should be unlimited. Amen. You should forgive and 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 forgive. We've got men by nature, we are sinners and we make mistakes and we offend people unknowing to them, unknowing to ourselves. And sometimes we do it intentionally. Nobody, I said this before, nobody in the rightful mind want to hurt you. Want to hurt you. You cannot look at yourself intentionally and put your finger to the door and close it. Oh my God. Have you ever slammed your finger with the door before? Oh, wow. I remember one time back, years back, I had my hand to the trunk of the car and the driver brought the trunk down while we're talking about the payment. He said the money is not correct. You got to pay my money. I brought you all the way here. We're two talking. So, but we told you we have this amount. Oh, and he was accurate. And my hand was there. And he brought it down. Poop. That pain, I could not describe it. But when he opened the door and I took out my hand, I was looking for a place to put my hand. Nothing. Nowhere to put it. Have you ever experienced pains that you cannot express? You cannot cry? Now, the money that we should have paid him, he said, yeah, leave the money. Let's no, my finger, bro. Hallelujah. But we forgave him. He forgave us. We don't know whether he forgave us, but he tell you are in trouble. Hallelujah. So you gotta keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. Hallelujah. So Jesus want for us to forgive and forgive and forgive. Hallelujah. Now look at verses 23. There was a story that Jesus gave for those that cannot forgive. Amen. He says here that, therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, we should take account of his wife's heavens. Let's go ahead, brother. Keep going. All right, 27. So this is the story. And when he called a servant to come and give an account, I'm just going to paraphrase it because of time. The Bible says that he was so afraid he could not give the account. He could not pay back the king. And the king said, you know what am I going to do to you? I will put you in jail. I will take your wife, your children, and sell them and get my money back. And he said, I beg you, master, forgive me. Give me time, and I will pay. And the master looked at him, the king looked at him and said, Noah, no need to pay me back. You are free. You don't owe me nothing. Go home. Everything that you owes me, I erase it. Go home. Go. You are free. He left from the prison. of the king, and he was dancing. Oh, I'm free. Wow. And when he looked in the street corner, he saw his fellow servant that owed him just a dime. And he went to him and said, hey, boy, what is my money? I need my payment. And his fellow servant got on his knees and began to beg him and said, I don't have it. Give me time. He said, you will pay today. If you don't give me my money, I'm going to put you in jail. And he grabbed his poor fellow servant and put it into prison. And the news reached to the king. And the Bible said the king got angry and said, I forgive you. I erase everything. You should have done the same to your friend. Why you put it in jail? And you know what? Everything that was canceled came back to light. And he went to praising. And that's just how some people are. Some folks want for forgiveness. They want for people to forgive them. They want for God to forgive them. But they refuse to forgive those that offended them. Hallelujah. Refuse to forgive people. Refuse to forgive yourself. Refuse to forgive your neighbor. Hallelujah. But we need to forgive one another. Hallelujah. Because when we think about how many times we have violated God's trust. How many times we have violated God's trust. And when someone violates our trust, we want to take action. Legal action. We want to call the police. We want to see the person going down. Because we got no desire to forgive, to let it go, to let it go. But want for God to forgive us. And as I'm speaking to you this morning, some of us left the old year with the old attitude, with somebody hurting us, and we cross into the new year and still got a peace in our hearts. But let it go. Somebody look at yourself, say, let it go. Hallelujah. So he could not do it. So forgiveness is from the heart. If it's not from the heart, it is not forgiveness at all. If you and I do not forgive from the heart, it is not forgiveness at all. When it's not from the heart, Sister Christine, when I say I forgive you, but each time you do something to me, I go to reference. I refer to what you did to me in the past. That is not forgiveness. If I say I forgive you, I will go in every corner in the community, take the phone and call people and say, he did it the last time. She did it the last time. That is not forgiveness. You just went on vacation. Hallelujah. You just took some time out to bring the person's sin back to life. Amen. So when you forgive somebody, it need to come from the heart. Because unforgiveness is stink. Stink. I try to give an illustration, but the person I want to talk about, they are here, so I will just say it and not call the name. I wanted to call the name, but I won't call the name. The person can walk. Okay, no, let me not talk anything before you know the person. Okay. We're in our old house, right? In our old house. And then the toilet got clogged. Very clogged. And the person wanted to use the bathroom. They started using our bathroom. So they wanted to go, and I was in the bathroom, and there's just two bathrooms, upstairs and downstairs. And then 1 hour clock, they were so in need to go, they have to sit there and go. And they try to flush, they can't go. And the whole house, everybody began, hallelujah. When the toilet get clogged, you got to clean it up to have free patches or free movement of whatsoever you're going to put in there. Hallelujah. And sometimes we use a baking soda, vinegar, hot water to flush it and clean it up. Okay? But what I want to say is that when your heart get clotted with bitterness, hate, each time somebody does something to you, you keep it, you hold it, you put a super glue on it and stick it in. and your heart get clogged. Got clogged. There's no way that the word of God can penetrate. There's no way you can let it go. There's no way that you can feel free. You are carrying things that you need to get rid of, but you stay taking it here and there. What your father and your mother did to you years back, you still got it in your heart. What somebody did to you years back, you still got it in your heart. And we want for God to forgive us. But I got news for you. Hallelujah. In Matthew 6, 14 and 15 it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive one another, tender-hearted forgiving one another, the Bible says, for Christ's sake, you need to forgive one another, or else God will not forgive you. Hallelujah. A Christian who is not willing to forgive others will find his or her relationship hindered. There will be no joy in living for God. God will not answer your prayers. Because Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I got iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Do you know why? When we pray for you that God cannot heal you, that God cannot move in your life, because your heart is clogged with unforgiveness. Hallelujah. But before I gave my offering to God, before I see the move of God in my life, I need to go back and reconcile with those that offended me and those whom I have offended. Amen. The Bible says leave everything and go back and reconcile. Hallelujah. You gotta let it go. Don't let nobody's nothing or nothing stand before you and your God. Your relationship with God is so important than anybody else, than any other thing. Because the more you keep it, you die from the stink. And the person keep living on. And some things happen, Sister Christy. Some people that offend us, they are dead and gone, but we still got it in our hearts. We still got it inside of us. It's still hurting us. The person is dead and gone. Hallelujah. But we're talking about when God forgives, He forgets and He restores. When God forgives, He forgets and restores. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. I said, when God forgives, He forgets and He restores. So we need that same mind of Jesus Christ. When He told a woman, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. Hallelujah. We need to tell people, I'm not condemning you, I forgive you. That's what I'm trying to say. I said, nobody intentionally want to hurt anybody. When you see you yourself hurting somebody, catch yourself. Say, oh, what am I doing? When somebody is trying to hurt you, know this. It's not on their own. It's a spirit, demonic spirit, that got in hold of the person that want to destroy you. Amen. I told you before, and I preached it before so many times, and I said it in my preaching. Somebody offended me when I came here in America. We were coming. I took my shower, put on my robe on, put on everything, got sharp to go to work, and then hanging in the train, we were holding the train, and the guy standing behind me, he knocked my shoulder. The train so packed in the morning. And you say, hey, man, can I tell you something? I say, oh, yes. You two stink. You smell. You stink. What? I need to give the guy one. No. No. When he said you stink, people were listening and watching for my reaction. And you know, more people want for you to show the one that they would need. You need to give the guy one in his face. But I turn to him and say, God bless you. Thank you for letting me know. And I save time. I save my own life. God don't know what weapon he got on him. Maybe the Lord will back and say he stay his ground while in the ground. And I let it go. Hallelujah. So I want to say to you today, don't allow anybody or anything to come between you and
God. So the Bible says a certain man had two sons. And the younger one came to his father and said, Father, give me my goods that belongs to me. Hallelujah. As we read from the beginning. Give it to me. I want to leave. I cannot be patient to wait for you to die before I get my inheritance. What belongs to me, give it to me. For the matter of fact, everything that you own today is not for you. It comes from God. When you came into the world, you came naked, and naked shall we return. The house you got, the cars you got, the money in the bank, the clothes on you, the shoes on your feet, everything belongs to the Lord. He supplies your needs according to his riches in glory. So this young man took everything and went into the foreign country. And he wasted his living on good times. He wasted everything. Brother Shield, everything he had. He went to the club. He went here. He had everybody coming around him and cheering him that he was the best man. He was great. He was handsome. He had all the girls. He had all the liquor. And everything that he had, he wasted it. The Bible says he wasted his living. And there arose a great famine in the land. And nobody could give him to eat. Nobody could give him a place to lodge. All the friends that he had in the clubs, they left him alone. All his buddies went away. And there was no one to give him. And the Bible said that he went to a man that have a farm. Can I feed your pigs? What a Jewish person would never do. He reduced himself to that. And the Bible said, while he was feeding the swarm, there was no way to get food to eat. He almost ate the pig's food. Let me tell you something, church. When you lead the word of God, we is the bread of life, and you go out there into the world, everything you're going to take in is pig food. The marijuana is pig food. The liquor is pig food. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Everything beside the word of God that you will go out there into the world, they will give you pig food. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is life. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm living because of the word of God. I'm walking because of the word of God. I'm living because of the word of God. I'm walking because of the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When God forgives, he forgets and he restores. He took the corn. He about to eat it. And the Bible says he came to himself. Some people say he ate it, but I was in there. But the Bible says, when he took it, he came to him and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on? You know, church, it's good to come to yourself when you're in the wrong place and doing the wrong thing. You need to come to yourself. Nobody is perfect. Since I've been born again, I've received the Holy Ghost, I've been living for God. I made mistakes so many times, I sinned against God. But you know what? I learned to come to myself. And now what God needs from you, you need to change your mind. There's nothing powerful than a changed mind. I'm talking to somebody. There's nothing powerful than a changed mind. I changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sinning against God. I'm sinning against myself. I'm sinning against my children. I'm sinning against my family members. I'm sinning against everybody that is in contact with me. So I changed my mind. God will for somebody to change their mind this year. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, he began to speak to himself. He said, I will go back to my father. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Maybe one of the higher seven. I want to clean up this time around. Because those that work for my father, they eat and they have enough to keep. Am I here hungry and suffering? Hallelujah. And the Bible says he went back. God went for somebody to come back. You are in the church, but you are not like before. You need to come back. Hallelujah. You are serving God, but you are not satisfied. You need to come back. Somebody say, come back.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, with his rag on, no shoes, they stole everything. They stole everything. The caterpillar, the kangaroos, and you can name it, the great army has stolen everything. When you leave from the presence of God, the enemy take everything away from you. He will take your anointing. He will take your peace. He will take your joy. He will take your life, and you can name it. Hallelujah. And even he take your head, that you cannot think right. You cannot hear what people tell you the truth. You justify everything. Hallelujah. And when people tell you, this is not right, this is the word of God, you argue with God, he says, everybody else doing it, nothing wrong with it. Once upon a time, you used to sing it. Once upon a time, you used to love it. Once upon a time, you used to preach it. But now, nothing wrong with it. Hallelujah. I was talking with my girls last night, and we were talking about other things before we enter into the new year. So if you see them sleeping, it means that they went to bed this year. Last year, they never slept. They crossed into the new year. So they asked me some questions, and someone asked me about tattoos or you think it's good for God? God will be happy when I put a tattoo. I said, no. God said, we shouldn't mark our body. And then we talk, and then they talk about earrings. And I said, no. God said, no. It's in the Bible. Okay? And then they asked about one of their brothers. I said, but we can see him with ear. I said, because he know he don't want to do it. They were pointing out one of their brothers. We see him with earrings. I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Because he knows that it's not right, but he don't want to do it. Hallelujah. And then we came to the pins. They said, but why we wear pins and other people don't wear pins? I said, because pins for men and skirt for women. And one of them said, oh yeah, daddy, it's true. And everybody was happy last night. Sometimes you sit with your kids, forget about the upper, other stuff, and talk to them one to one. And some things they will want to know. And we are responsible to let it know. And I told them, I said, the day your teacher tell you that you look like a boy inside, tell the teacher you lie. I'm a girl. Right? That's what go wrong, right? Yeah, what they tell you? Since a Christian, I saw the video and I laugh. I saw the guy, he's so heavy, he got a lot of hair on him, a beard, then he got an earring, a lipstick, and he put all the makeup on, and he got a handbag in the skirt, and he in a high heel with a hair all on his foot, and he there talking like a female. I said, my God, that's a demon walking. Hallelujah. And my girl asked me a question. Daddy, we want to know what is lesbian. We want to know what is gay. And I was shocked when he asked me that. Wow. And before I could answer, Lady Anna said, I know the answer. She said, gay is when a man and a man kiss each other. I said, yes, that's true. And another person said, I know the answer for the women. When a woman sleep in the same bed. Oh, small but wise. They want to know the truth. The way you dress your children, the thing they see, the thing that you do around them, they will copy it. So tell our children the truth. Then they grow in the truth. They may go astray, but one day they will come back and say, my mama and my daddy taught me that truth is true. This is the right way to live. Do not sugarcoat it. Because the world is getting bad and bad. I tell my girls, if I wear a skirt, how will you think? They started laughing. Daddy, you're a little crazy. You're a little stupid. I said, no, state that he thought of that. He don't say that. But don't tell me the truth. They let her express herself. I said, but you wear the pants. How do you look? He said, I look like a boy. I said, okay, now you don't want to be a boy, right? He said, no, I don't want to be the boy. And they asked me, Daddy, if I wear my leggings and put my skirt or my dress, he said, okay. I said, yes, because you're trying to, you know, for the core, for leggings, for so many things. Yeah. And we were talking and talking, and the fireworks begin to go off, and they want to go see it.
Hallelujah, somebody.
So we need to let our people know. We need to be a Christian. We need to do the right thing. We need to come to ourselves. And when he begin to go home, this is what I love about it. Sister Shield, I mean Brother Shield, the Bible said that he went home. There's nowhere better than home. For me, home is in the presence of the Lord. And I believe that when you're walking, a lot of people pass by his neighbor, his friend did not recognize him. When sin strop you up and steal everything from you, people will not recognize you. They will not recognize you. That reminds me of somebody calling me from Liberia and they asked me, do you know Sister Susan and so? I said, yes. I said, Brother Johnson, I saw her, I cried. I took the stuff from my head and I put it down and I sat on the street and I cried for her. I said, what happened? She said that she finished. This sister used to be the choir directress in UPC. And I was in the choir. I used to play the instruments. I used to sing. She was married. She had a beautiful home. And she had her kids. Her husband was so huge. He was working with the German embassy. She left the church. She left her husband. And she thought she was doing the right thing. She went down and went down and went down. The boyfriend she had left her. The beauty went. Cataracts got into her eye. She began to drink the hacking juice, we'll call it liquor. Her lips split. Everything, she only have on one rag. Over and over, she got on that clothes. And no shoes on her feet, just flip-pop, right? We call it slipper, okay? Two different foot. And she's dirty. And when the other sister saw her, she could not recognize her. She recognized her sister and said, that's me. I used to be in the church. And the sister put down everything and began to cry. Why you treated yourself like this? That's what sin does to us. People, when we leave, we lost our identity. We lost our position in the Lord. As a royal priesthood, we become nothing. So others passed by him and did not recognize him. But I believe that every time his father will come and look into the direction that he went, his father will not see him. Every morning, his father will check. Every evening, his father would check. Even at noon time, his father would check, but could not see him. You know how many times that God is checking to see who is coming back? The Lord is checking who is coming back. Who is coming back? But this day, he came out on the porch, and he began to look, and he saw the wrecking up person coming. Rack it up. And he recognized him. Walking, Sister Christine, that he could not understand because of hunger. And his father recognized him. If nobody recognizes you because you have been down, I want to let you know that God still recognizes you. He still knows the way you walk. He still knows the way you talk. Hallelujah. Because he is our father. And the Bible said this man, his father ran to him. Hallelujah. His father ran to him. I want to say to you today, if you can take the first step, God will take the rest of it to come and meet you. And he fell on his neck. He kissed him. And he began to confess, Father, I'm not more worthy to be called your son. You know why so many times we offend God and we're trying to pray for mercy and forgiving that God is not listening to that? God is happy to see you coming back. That is sufficient. Because he has forgiven you long time according to the Bible in Hebrews chapter 10:17, he is there, and their sins and their iniquity I will remember no more. Why? I want to tell you why. Because love keep no record of wrong, and that love conquer the multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Forget about your past. Your past is history. Your future is mystery.
Why you are still thinking about it? Why you are confused? While you are there and feel that God has not forgiven you, I want for you to know that God has forgiven you and God has forgotten about it. Start repeating it in your mind. Start repeating it in your mind. Start allowing the devil to remind you that what you did, God has not forgiven you. God has forgiven you and God has forgotten about it. You need to free yourself and know you have been forgiven. And worship God like before. And serve God like before. And have the joy like before. And he said, kill the fattest calves. And let them be merry. Bring the ring. Bring shoes. Bring clothes. It's time for me to restore those things that he lost. Hallelujah. It's time for me to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Am I talking to somebody? God wants to restore. He's the God of restoration. God wants to restore everything that the enemy had taken from you. Hallelujah. God wants to restore your joy. God wants to restore your peace. He wants to put a coat of righteousness on your back again. He wants to put the shoes on the preparation of the gospel on your feet again. He wants to give you faith. Hallelujah. God wants to restore everything that the enemy had taken from you. He wants to restore your joy. He wants to restore your peace. He wants to restore your Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody. When God forgave you, he forget and he restore those things that the locusts have eaten, the canker worms, the caterpillar, the great army. God wants to give you back everything. God wants to give you your marriage back. God wants to give you your children back. God wants to give you your bank account back. God wants to give you a home. I'm talking to somebody. God wants to restore everything. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. He said, I will restore everything that the locusts have eaten. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the way that God restore. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God will restore. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 8, 16, there is a story talk about Samson. You know the story, but I want to tell you the way that God restored our faith, that God restored our strength, the way that God restored everything that the enemy have taken. Besides that, let me let you know, the enemy come not but to what? To steal, to kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Samson was a born Nazarite, and God said, don't cut your hair. Hallelujah. Don't drink strong drinks. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that Samson mixed himself up with the heathen of the land. He had a girlfriend called Delilah. Hallelujah, somebody. Samson was so strong that his enemy could not defeat him. He killed a lion with his bare hands. Hallelujah, brother Shiv. He was so strong because the Holy Ghost was upon him. Hallelujah. And the enemy tried to get rid of him, but they could not get rid of him because of the power of God in his life. And they begin to use Delilah, his love, and he begin to sleep on his lap. Oh, she begin to rub in his head. That maybe to know there is no victory on Delilah's laps. There is no victory on Delilah's lap. Hallelujah. Whenever you get on Delilah's lap, you're going to fall. I'm talking to somebody, and he was there, and he began to lie and begin to trick her, and she dig and dig and said, "Now, oh, you gotta tell me the truth. You have fooled me." Let me tell you something. The enemy want to know where your strength lies. Hallelujah. You want to know why you are holding on, why you so believing in God, why are you coming to church, why? The devil does not know what is in your heart until you voice it out. And when you voice it out, he taking and use it against you. And you think you're having a bad day. You're not having a bad day. You,
you voice all your secret, and the enemy is using it against you. Hallelujah. For he that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his what? His soul. Hallelujah. There's something that God will reveal to you in your dream. Keep it to yourself between you and God. When it comes to pass, everybody will see it. Hallelujah. So Samson told Delilah, I was born Nazarene. I've never cut my hair. If you cut my hair, I'll be like a natural man. And she know that he had told the truth. The Bible said, oh, she bound him and called the enemies. They came and they shaved his head. And she said, Samson, wake up. The Philistine is upon you. And he woke up and there was no strength. Everything he had was gone. And they laid their hands on him. They plucked out his eyes, put him in prison, and make it the ground green. Hallelujah. That's what the devil does when he captures us. He take out our spiritual eyes. He take out our spiritual senses. He take out everything that God has given to us. And he put us into prison. Whenever somebody try to preach to us and tell the truth, we say, no, I don't want to hear that. Hallelujah. We get so stubborn. But one day, Samson woke up. Hair begin to grow again. The Bible says his hair grew again. And he talked to the little boy that was taking him here and there. He said, take me to where they're having the party, the feast. And he took him there. And he laid his hand on the pillows that held the building. He said, God, I will not fear you this time. Forgive me. Let me die with my enemies. Oh, church, God immediately restored his strength. God restored his strength. The Spirit of God came upon him again. Hallelujah. He was refilled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said his strength came upon him. And he killed more than when he was normal. I'm saying to you today that God will restore everything that the cockroaches are eating, that the caterpillar have eaten. Those years when you so shout and praise God, when you so fast and pray, when you so walk in the Holy Ghost, God gonna restore that strength to you again. God has forgiven you. God gonna give it to you as you walk in this new year, going to the end of this year. You experience the walk of God in your life. You experience the presence of God in your life. He walked with me. He talked with me. He said, I am his home. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. God going to walk with you. He's going to talk with you. He's going to say that you are his own. Hallelujah. He's going to put a robe on you. He's going to put a ring on your finger. He's going to put a shoes on your feet. He's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God going to restore your joy. He's going to restore your peace. He's going to restore everything that the enemy had taken away from you. God going to give it back to you. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. But you got to take it back. If you know you are in the presence of the Lord, if you believe that God has forgiven your sin, and you believe that God is able to forgive and forget, and you believe that God is able to restore everything, you got to reach up for it. You gotta stretch your hands for it. Because the kingdom of God from the day that John the Baptist suffered violent and violent, take it by force. You gotta take it back. What God has given to you, the enemy cannot stop you. So, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, was David and his men, they came to Ziklag. Hallelujah. And when they came back to Ziklag, the Bible says that they made the town burned down and destroyed by the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, they cry and they cry. They cry and they cry. And then, his
own threaten against him to stone him, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. The enemy had taken everything and destroyed the rest of the property. Oh, the enemy took the wives and took the children away. And David never turned to nobody else but to God. He said, God, you are pursued or not? God said, pursuit. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. God wants for you to pursue this year and take back your territory and take back your joy and take back your peace. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that David went after the enemy and he recovered all. Somebody is going to recover all this year. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to you. Last year, it was tough on you. Last year, I failed God. Last year, I came down. But God have mercy upon me. God deliver me. God forgive me. God have forgotten about it. God is restoring me right now. God is restoring me right now. I'm talking to you. God is restoring you right now. Give the Lord a hand of faith. A praise. Oh, while you are standing on your feet, stand with me as we close this message. I feel that God is trying to restore somebody joy, somebody Holy Ghost, somebody strength, somebody God want to deliver you and lift it up hard again. You want to give back your anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power of God in this place. But you got to come and take it. You got to come walk into the altar and say, God, restore my strength. Let David pray to God in Psalm 51. Brother, you can hit that so we can see it. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to talk about David before we close. Hallelujah. David as a king of the land in Psalm 51. When he knew that he was wrong, he did not cover his sin. When you cover your sin, you cannot prosper. Hallelujah. So David went to God. He began to pray after he knew that he had sinned against God. Hallelujah. What God the perfect nation told him what he has done. Hallelujah. And David began to cry to God. As we can see, he said to God, oh, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. Unto God, after he had done that stuff with Bathsheba, have mercy upon me, oh God, according to that tender mercy, according unto the multitude. It means unlimited forgiveness. Hallelujah. A multitude of that tender mercy. Block out my transgression. Take it out and forget about it. Hallelujah. Wash me truly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Hallelujah. For I acknowledge my transgression. You need to know what you have done wrong, and my sin is every hour before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. When you sin against God, you sin against God alone. When you come to the altar and pray, you are praying to God alone for your grace, for his mercy, for forgiveness. Sister, I want to let you know, you got no right, no business to tell people the way you fear God. Hallelujah. What I have done to God, it between God and I. So when I'm praying to God. I do not confess to men. I confess to God, because God knows my heart. He knows my going out and my coming in. He knows my down sitting and my uprising. Hallelujah. And yet what he says, only evil in thy sight, Lord, thou be justified when thou speaking, and be clear when thou judges. Hallelujah. We are closing. Behold, I was shaping iniquity and in sins that my mother conceived me. Behold, that thou desire truth in the inward part and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. The prodigal son came to himself. Thou was wisdom. Brush me with her son, and I
shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Now listen to this. Maybe to hear the joy and gladness that is resurrection. That the bones which thou have broken may rejoice. Hide not your face. Oh, hide not face from my sins and block all my iniquity. Create in me. I need a restoration in my heart. I need a clean thought in my heart. Restore. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. To me everything. So he said clean. Hallelujah. Clean. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God, and renew the rest spirit within me. Hallelujah. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not the Holy Spirit away from me. Restore. Somebody say restore. Hallelujah. God about to restore. God about to restore unto me that joy of the salvation. And behold, hallelujah, me with that free spirit. Then we are this transgressor. The ways, oh God, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Hallelujah. Deliver me from blood guilt in the God. Thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing a lot of your righteousness. Oh Lord, open down my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desire not sacrifice as we are getting. Thou delight not in burnt offering. Oh, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, thou will not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thy wall and be restored. The wall of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. Oh, with the burnt offering and whole burning offering. Then shall thou offer burning upon the altar. Oh, somebody that continue. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. God wants to restore everything. Hallelujah. That the locusts have eaten. God wants to restore your years. Hallelujah. He wants to restore your joy. He wants to build your walls. All salvation around you. He wants to build you up again. He wants for you to go forward again. Hallelujah. He wants for you to be strong in the Lord again. I'm talking to somebody. God wants to restore you. God want to restore you. God want to restore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for restoration. You are able, oh God, to restore my strength. You are able, oh God, to restore my joy. You are able, oh God, to restore my peace. You are able, oh God, to restore my Holy Ghost. You are able, oh God, to restore my prayer life. You are able, oh God, to restore my marriage. You are able, oh God, to restore my life. You are able, oh God, to give me brand new thought. You are able, oh God, to do it again in my life. Touch me, Lord. 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 God want for somebody that want to be restored to come walk into the altar. I surrender all to you, oh God. I surrender all. I feel God. I feel you. Oh, I disappoint you. Forgive me, oh God. Forgive me, oh God. You can only talk to God. And God will forgive you. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. God forgive on you. God forgive on you. God forgotten about it. It's time for restoration. Can you to pray right now that God will restore all the joy of the salvation. Restore everything, oh God. Restore, 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 restore my health. Restore my life. Restore my finances. Restore my joy. Restore my peace. Restore my deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I want to live for you. I want to talk with you. I want for you to do those things. Oh God, restore to me all my children in the name of Jesus. I need the Holy Ghost again. I need the Holy Ghost again. Let God restore everything that the look of eternity. Hallelujah. Pray a little more. Your presence.
restoring somebody right now. Hallelujah. God is restoring you right now. We got to go through the new year. We cannot continue with the devil. The devil is a liar. God is restoring your strength right now. I want to pray that before. I want to fast that before. I want to read my Bible that before. I want to talk with you, Lord God. I want to walk with you, Lord God. Renew my strength. Oh God, that now your Holy Spirit away from me. Lord, revive my soul. Oh God, do it again. Hallelujah. 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 It is coming. Your resurrection is coming. Hallelujah. God has restored your health. He is healing your body right now. God is healing your mind. God is healing you. God is delivering you. God is healing your finances. God is healing your home. God is healing all the mortgages. God is healing every debt that you hold. God is healing you. God is restoring you. God is restoring your body. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Of the man, it's not the end of his life. It is okay. God gonna restore you. God is restoring you. You're gonna get a brand new faith. You're gonna get a brand new desire. You're gonna get a brand new strength and a brand new joy. Hallelujah. God is restoring you. Walk with me, Jesus. Talk with me, Jesus. Do this thing, oh God. All that you want for me to do. In my life, do something new. In my life, do something new. In my life, fill me again, O Lord. I surrender all to you, Lord God. Fill me again, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like God restoring somebody right now. Somebody have been delivered. Somebody have been healed right now. Somebody have been touched right now. In the name of Jesus. I can feel that God forgiving you. I can feel that God forgotten about it. I feel it. That God will restore you. God forgive me. God. Oh, I forgot the pain. And God will restore you. Everything that the local have eaten. And the cattle wrong for eating. The caterpillar have eaten. God will restore everything. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, do it again. After you, Lord God. Writer says, Lord, take me back to the place where I first believe. Take me back to that place where I first receive you. We need to go back this year. My resolution, Brother Bill, I want to go back. I'm not satisfied coming to church alone and reading my Bible and praying. But I want to go deeper in Jesus. So Christian, I want to go deeper in my walk with God. I'm tired of being on the surface. I'm tired of people telling me you are a man of God. I want for God to say to me, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. I know you have forgiven me, Lord. I know it's under the blood you are forgetting about it. But restore.
restore my time with you. I need it. I need it. So many people, celebrities that we knew last year, before the end of this year, they were dead and gone. One of the person that died that I knew well and I read up on from a little boy, they call him Kimpele, a soccer star. Kimpele, world number one best football player, soccer player. He just gave out the ghost. He died. My auntie, my aunt that I know well, 2 days of Christmas, she dies. She is gone. Today may be my time. Tomorrow may be your time. Any time from now. We may not see the end of the year, but it doesn't matter. What our desire is to live my life for Jesus before it gets too late. I told my wife, I told my kids, I said, if I happen to go before you, then we see me in that coffin. Know this, that God has sanctified me. He has cleansed me. He has worked on me, and the work is done. And I'm worthy to enter into his presence, into his kingdom. That's why he took me. But while we are still alive, we are still coming to church, God is still working on us. We will fall, he will pick us up, brush it up, and set it on our way. We will fall, he will pick it up, and brush it up, and set it on our way. Several times, God will deliver us. Because he wants for us to make it into the kingdom. That's why we are here. That's why he died on Calvary. Buried, and he came back to life. He's going to prepare a place. He is coming again. God will not allow you to stay down. He's picking it up to restore you. Hallelujah. So we need to go back to the place we first believed. Lord, tell the Lord, thank you one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you one more time. In the name of Jesus. Take me back, Lord, to the place where I first believed. Take me back, oh God. This year, oh God, I want to walk deeper with you. Oh Lord, everything that I've done last year is in the past. It's history. You have forgotten about it, oh God. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Restore my strength. Restore my home, my marriage. Restore my children. Restore my finances. Restore everything, oh God. You are able, oh God. And give me the heart to forgive those who will trespass against me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Begin to let it go. Forgive somebody right now. Forgive somebody right now. God, just drop that into my spirit. That you will forgive somebody right now. Let it go. Let it go right now. Let it go. 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 Forgive the person that hurt you. Oh yeah, it was painful. It brought you down. It brought you down. It brought you down. You shed tears. Oh, it was so painful. But let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because God about to do something new in your life. God about to do something brand new in your life. Something wonderful. Something marvelous in your life. Let it go. Hallelujah. The Lord is giving you the heart of flesh right now. He is giving you wisdom right now. He is giving you the Holy Ghost again. He will do your strength again. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody clap your hand and begin to give God a glory. Begin to give God a glory. You are restored. You are restored. Your health is restored. As you walk from here, your finances are restored. Your marriage is restored. Your joy is restored. You can name it. It's restored. Go in peace. Go with the victory. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, you are restored. In the name of Jesus, you are restored. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Happy New Year. Happy new things. Happy relationship with the Lord. And a happy, happy, happy. God bless you. You are dismissed in Jesus' name.